At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Winner's Circle. I'm Derek.
And I'm Cody.
And we're here live after the double eviction. Crazy night tonight, though. A little bit of fluff, but still the outcome. If you're following all week, if you've been listening to Tiffany, if you've been watching the feeds, you kind of expected this today. But that being said, if you would have asked me a week ago before the twist, if we were going to be sitting here talking about Joseph going home, just based on our hit list last week, we had him at three last week. Wouldn't have seen it coming. But that's why we said last week that this was an actual twist. This was a real thing. What was your takeaway from this week?
I love the twist. I think it's a great way to shake this game up. I mean, I know a lot of people, I was reading on social media, some people didn't really love that they threw this twist into the game. And I think a lot of times what happens is like a favorite of yours goes home due to a twist and it makes you hate the twist. But if you look at it from an outside perspective, it's like this twist is what I think this game needed. This game was getting very stale. It was getting very like, okay, have this alliance, stay loyal to the alliance, we'll pick everybody off. And once you get a majority of people in the house, an alliance can really have the pull even if they're not in power. We saw that last season. And so it was a great way to kind of split things up, shake the house up, and now we have a completely new game. And so I really liked the twist. I thought it played out. I thought it created a ton of drama. And so, I mean, inside was no drama, but outside gave us exactly what we wanted. I'm just frustrated because I really, really like Joseph. I think he's a super genuine guy. I think he's extremely intelligent and was playing this game really, really well. And he's one of the people where if it wasn't for the twist, he wouldn't have gone home because Michael would have been the HOH. Michael would not have targeted Joseph. And so this twist actually was the cause of Joseph going home. Like a Jasmine could have went home whether this twist happened or not. Like Michael could have targeted a Jasmine. Joseph would not have gotten targeted if Michael won the HOH and it was a sole HOH. So it's unfortunate, but that's how the game is. And honestly, I think they should implement this moving forward.
Yeah, and it's a bigger conversation I had. We were talking earlier off camera about this, and I do think we're going to dive into that tonight as far as where does Big Brother go from here? Because is this the new direction? And we could talk about the implications of that. But before we do, Cody usually does that. I'm going to steal it tonight, and I'm going to say, guys, if you're liking the content, whether it's the Winner's Circle with Cody and I or it's the Winner's Circle with Tiffany Mitchell, please like, comment, subscribe. If you haven't already, make sure you click that little notification button in the corner there. That is what will tell you when we're going, when a new episode's come out. And we're putting out four episodes a week. So this constant content coming to you guys, make sure you're informed. And if you're listening on audio, I know we always kind of address our comments to the YouTube crowd because it's easier. We're looking at a camera. But we also see there's a lot of people listening on just the audio version. So if you're listening on audio, don't pull over in your car right now. But when you get to work, please, if you feel like you enjoying what we're putting out, leave a 5-star review. It really does help the channel and moves us up in the algorithm on the charts, helps us get more advertisers, pays for better production, all that good stuff. We're not telling you anything you don't already know. How'd I do, Cody?
Bro, you absolutely crushed that. That was phenomenal. Thank you. I don't think I could have done it better, honestly.
Yeah, you know, I appreciate that. I wanted to pose this to you tonight. Do we just recap? I mean, this week was, if you're watching the show and you're probably watching us, we could recap it, make a 5-10 minute recap, super quick, the punchline stuff. And then we dive right into the big conversation, which is this twist and how much it can affect the game. And then also just dive right into the hit list because the hit list, spoiler alert, is in shambles. Yeah. It's absolutely in shambles.
I don't know what we're going to do this week. It's so difficult to determine like how well our hit list is because we saw Joseph, who was at the top, go home. But it's honestly just, you know, covering our backs a little bit. The twist really threw a wrench in it because there was no telling what could have happened. Like you could be in a great situation and go home. There was one thing this week that we've talked about it a lot, and I think we should talk about it on here, and it was this whole situation with Kyle, right? Kyle blows up the leftovers immediately when this week starts. And it almost seems like he's been, you know, His paranoia level is like off the charts right now. He was feeling it when Michael was the HOH. It's now come to a head because he's really, to me, looks like he's now chosen. I want to play with Alyssa. I'm going to either go further with her or I'm going to go home. And do you think that Kyle is playing it properly? And do you think that he played this week properly?
Well, first off, shout out to the new merch that just dropped because it kind of goes in line with what you're talking about here. If you haven't checked it out already, there are links down below. I know I'm a walking billboard tonight. Own it. I'm owning it.
Killing it.
But check out the new merch we just dropped. We just dropped new merch for Tiffany. We also dropped a shirt. It's going to be a Tiff Tweets line, and it was actually derived from Kyle.
Yeah.
And basically, if you haven't checked it out, maybe it'll pop up on the screen here or whatever, but it says basically, when the eggplant is hard, the heart is soft. And so the reason I bring that up is because, yeah, Kyle was very certain about sending Alyssa home. He was loyal to the leftovers, and as his relationship developed with Alyssa, it went to a different place. I mean, we're not saying anything we don't know. They had sex in the have not room. He's starting to develop feelings for her, and I don't think it's just a sexual thing. I think he really does like her, and I feel like he's now choosing his girlfriend, which was said on the episode. He's choosing his girlfriend over the alliance, and that happens a lot. That happens a lot. And we've seen relationships, Jessica Nixon, Cody. There's been a lot of couples that have come out of the game and lasted a very long time. So depending on what's important to you, that could be the right might move for him. From a strategic standpoint, him not even knowing what's on the outside, it was the right move. He was starting to go to the bottom of the leftovers. He's in the outside of the house. He has his girlfriend. He has Turner, who he's developed a pretty good relationship with, and Joseph. I think he likes Joseph, but Joseph's the odd man out. He's the only one he has. And he makes a conscious decision to expose the leftovers to Terrence before Joseph has the opportunity. Mm-hmm. And because he did that, you garner trust. Because mm-hmm. as Joseph's walking around the backyard, he's not telling Terrence. So he was able to scoop up Terrence really quick. And it's a game of survival. It's to survive week after week. Kyle found a way to survive this week.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. I thought, you know, I'm watching it play out and I'm like, damn, he just blew up the leftovers. But then thinking, and it's like, if you really think about it in a strategic level and take like the whole personal aspect out, because we're pissed off, like I'm pissed that Joseph went home. It was the right move for Kyle. He was at the bottom of the leftovers. They're talking about it inside still. They were mentioning it. If Alyssa doesn't go home, we know it's Kyle. Kyle has showed us the last couple of weeks that he's going to put Alyssa over the alliance. And what do you think that's going to do? They're going to put Alyssa and Kyle on the block. And then ultimately what they're going to do is decide who's more of a threat, Alyssa or Kyle. And if they feel it's Kyle, they're going to send Kyle home. Kyle was going on the block very soon. I think this saves him some face. With the people that were outside, I think Turner is somebody that's going to ride with him. I think Alyssa is going to ride with him. And I think Terrence is going to ride with him. It is going to blow him up to Monty, Brittany, Taylor, and Michael. But I don't know how Michael and Brittany are going to feel about that. Like, I don't know if Michael and Brittany are going to take that personally. You know what I'm saying? Because Kyle had obviously been sharing a lot of information with Michael and Brittany. They probably knew that he was paranoid and that he might be taking a shot like this. And so Michael, there was a lot of stuff on the feeds that they didn't really show here about Michael having conversations with Terrence, like kind of putting the target on Joseph. So this is a win. This is a win for Michael, because Michael's on the other side of the house. A big threat goes home that he doesn't have to target. It wasn't at his hand, so he didn't expose the alliance. So I think, although it was a right move for Kyle, I think the best person that played out in this situation was Michael, because now more heat is going to be taken off of Michael when this guy cannot stop winning. And we saw it again. He could have won the veto this week. He was so spot on with so many of those answers that it's like, more things are happening that are pushing people away from ever mentioning, okay, now we have to target Michael, where I think people are starting to talk like, okay, we need to kind of go after Michael. He's winning a lot of comps. I don't know if it's the right time. Like, right now is the right time to go after Michael, or it's too late. And I think this whole thing with Kyle, although it was the right move for Kyle, I think it actually was best for Michael. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you. It kind of takes the blood off his hands.
Yeah,
he was not loving the idea that Joseph was there. He knew that Joseph was one of his biggest targets. He couldn't expose himself to the alliance, but now he doesn't have to. So just to so we can get right into all the good stuff outside of the house. I'll take the outside. You take the inside really quick. This is going to be a 30-second recap. Terrence wins the HOH. You already know that. Terrence talks to Kyle. Obviously, he puts up Joseph and Turner. Terrence wins the veto. And then Terrence, which, by the way, I didn't love this move for him. He didn't let anybody in on it. If he had let someone in on it, although I do remember seeing some stuff on the feeds, maybe, I don't know if they maybe edited it differently, but I had seen some things on Twitter that this was kind of pre-planned where Terrence was going to use the veto on Kyle and I'm sorry, on Turner, so that Kyle would be on the block and it wouldn't expose their new alliance as much. I don't know how true that was. If it was, they didn't show it on the episode.
I think that was speculation. I know exactly what you're talking about. I think that was speculation.
Yeah, they were saying like this was all planned. Because people were excited on Twitter to see that Kyle was put on the block. And then a lot of people were responding in the comments saying, don't get excited. Before the feeds went down, they had talked about doing this. I don't know how true that is. But nevertheless, Kyle and Joseph are on the block. They campaigned for the week. I thought Joseph gave a very good speech at the end there when he was talking. He got them all in the room. Or all in the backyard, confronted him. He tried his best. Mm-hmm. But when you're going against, when your main person of focus is the girlfriend of the guy you're next to, good luck with that one. Yeah. Especially with Alyssa. She's definitely sprung. She's there for Kyle all the way.
Right.
You're not going to be able to convince her otherwise. But I appreciate the effort.
Yeah.
I appreciate the effort. But nevertheless, Joseph goes home 2-0. And it does seem like the after party, which is Terrence, Turner, Kyle, and Alyssa, it's a real thing, and it's a powerful alliance because guess what? The leftovers on the other side, they're only four members as well.
Yeah.
So it's a head-up battle tonight for the HOH.
Yeah, there's something also I wanted to touch on with that outside conversation that they all had, which was kind of like I was watching it just like shaking my head. It's where Alyssa's so pissed at Joseph. You've lied to me. You lie. You. So you're saying you've lied to me this whole time. Girl, the dude that's sleeping with you, that – kissing you, doing some more than kissing you, was literally having another relationship ultimately and not telling you. And you're pissed at Joseph for not letting you in on information and lying to your face. Like, I was sitting there being like, what's going on here? Like, that to me seemed so much like everybody there felt empowered because this poor guy, Joseph, was on his own pleading. And so like, I wanted to literally turn and be like, Alyssa, you just sound like a hypocrite. It's like the dude that you're sleeping with was lying to you and doing all this stuff behind your back. And honestly, in the 1 week when Daniel got all high and mighty and decided to use the veto, I don't know if Kyle would have used the veto that week because Kyle was being a little bitch that week and whining about, I need to distance myself. I don't know if I really like her. I think it's hurting my game, blah, blah, blah. Like it was that whole flip-flopping of Kyle, like where he talks like a certain way to the alliance and then talks a certain way to her. And it was like unnecessary. He was starting to get on my nerves with that. And so this whole conversation like really annoyed me because I was like, you guys are just kicking this guy while he's down. He's trying to make points to save himself. And like, Alyssa, what are you getting all high and mighty about? Like, be pissed at your boy. Like, you still love this dude? You still trust him? I mean, you can love him no matter what, but like, you trust this dude? It's like, this dude was like toying and doing the same thing that Joseph was doing, getting information, running it back upstairs. So I thought that conversation in the backyard was really annoying.
Love, man. Love.
Yeah.
Crazy things.
Yeah.
Run us through the inside of the house. Just give us the recap of the week. Then we can hit the hit list and we can also end with this conversation about the twist and the future of Big Brother using twists.
Yeah. So Michael wins the HOH. Michael decides to nominate Jasmine and Monty and describe Monty as being the target to kind of keep the heat off of just so that Jasmine doesn't freak out because Jasmine was asking for everything in the world on her birthday month, which I got a question for Jasmine. It's when does your birthday actually end? Like what? How long do you get? Like it's my birthday year, so I should be treated well. But Jasmine goes on the block with Monty. Brittany ends up winning the veto and does not use it, which keeps Jasmine and Monty on the block. And then Jasmine goes home 2-0. Really, I got to be honest with you. Most of the entertainment this week came from the outside part of the house. The inside was like pretty even keel, nonchalant, super like, okay, we're going after Jasmine. Should we go after Monty? Maybe, but we're not going to do it. They didn't give us kind of like the drama that we wanted, but the outside did. So I'm going to vote outside wins. Big Brother.
Outside wins.
Big Brochella.
Well, outside. No, that was the Dryer Fest was the outside.
Dryer. I'm a Dryer Fest fan.
Got it. All right, so let's dive into the hit list. I mean, it's not – this is completely blown up, but – we're going to try to give you something, but we'll preface it by saying tonight's HOH or tomorrow's HOH, whenever they do it, this is going to dictate the game. This is going to decide more than likely who wins this game. Obviously, some things can happen, but this is going to be, there's a line drawn in the sand. They're not saying it right now, but there's a clear line in the sand, and it's 4-4. So this list could be completely off, but we took our best shot at it. I'm going to start.
Hold on.
Go with it.
We got to do a better intro than that because we now have that cool, like, so now you got to be like, all right, it's time for the hit list.
Okay.
Well, you got
to
do it.
Shout out first to Austin Williams for designing this for us. Said to him, hey, we want to pay you for it. He didn't even want it. He's like, hey, man, you want to give me a shout out? That's cool. So shout out to Austin for doing this for us. It came out awesome. Couldn't have done it better. Great job, Austin. Thank you. And now, with that being said, it's time for the hit list. There we go. Boom. There's the animation. Boo. Killed we were talking about it, and you guys came through. All right. Want to go through them one by one? I mean, it's a little, you know, we can go quicker, but there's some things to be said.
Yeah, totally.
This might be a controversial take. Kyle's at the bottom. He drops one spot. He's at number 8. And I will say, like I just said, Kyle could win HOH tonight.
Yeah.
And then he's in the driver's seat.
You know.
But he is a polarizing person. And the way I look at it is I feel like all of the leftovers would go after him because he's someone who, regardless of whether you think it's justified or not, is a threat. You know, he's a big guy. They consider him to be semi-smart, sociable. And I feel like they think if they take him out, that's the head of the snake, then they can go after the remaining pieces.
Mm-hmm.
I also think that even though the after party was recently formed, I feel like Terrence and Turner are malleable. And if the leftovers win that side, they could, you know, or Turner wins or let Terrence wins. Well, Terrence can't play, but Turner can. I feel like there's still a chance. Turner just says, you know what? I'm going to go after Kyle.
Turner goes with the power.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Kyle could go home. I think he's not in the best spot. He's exposed himself. He exposed himself with the leftovers. And now I think eventually this week, it's going to come out that he was kind of running things outside as well. So I feel like he's got some problems.
Yeah, no, he's definitely in trouble. And honestly, you think that Terrence, I mean, we saw it this week with Terrence. Joseph is sitting there trying to get Alyssa on the block. And Terrence is like, bro, Kyle's trying to get you home. Kyle's trying to send you home. Like, he didn't even hesitate to tell Joseph that. He didn't want to keep it under wraps because he's just trying to stir the pot. You think he's not going to do that inside? He's not going to
go to
somebody that he really trusts, that he really likes, or maybe not even that he trusts or likes, just somebody that he thinks could possibly further his game and just be like, so Kyle's the one that told everybody about the leftovers or told me.
I can see
that happening. Kyle's going to
He's going to soften the landing. Let me take 7 too, because they kind of go tandem. You take the next two. These two are interchangeable, but the reason they're both at the bottom is for the same reason in a lot of ways. It's Alyssa. Alyssa's at 7. She actually moves up once. She swapped with Jasmine because she was the bottom last week. The reason that they're at the bottom, although it didn't hurt them this week, the bromance between Monty and Joseph was apparently stronger. There's 8 people left, and they're in a showmance.
Yeah.
So that's basically, I hope my math's right here, 25% of the vote. Is that right?
Yeah.
You don't even know. You're just guessing.
No, it's 2 out of 8.
2 out of 8. 25%.
1 out of 4. 25%.
Okay, here we go. So 25% of the vote. That's a big number. It's a big number when you know they're going to vote together. Michael, Brittany, they're not letting that happen.
No.
They're not going to let that happen long term. So I feel like those two are seen as a tandem. And if there's a shot to get one of them, they're going to take it just because they know it weakens the other. So that's why they're at 7 and 8. There's really not much more to say. Alyssa doesn't have a great grasp of what's going on in there. She has a little bit more of a grasp now. Let's see if she's got her head on a swivel at this point.
Alyssa's super clouded. Just good. The Kyle cloud is just all up in her face. She can't see anything past Kyle. So I really had high hopes for Alyssa early on in the game. Like, I was like, ooh, Alyssa seems like a gamer. Alyssa seems like she's going to be cutthroat. She's going to get after it. And then she gets into a showman. And I mean, Kyle's doing a lot of clouded gameplay based off of Alyssa as well, but it's just like, I didn't really have high hopes for Kyle. I thought like Alyssa in the early stages, I was like, ooh, this all girls alliance seems like it could be good. Alyssa was the first one to slip up, tell Kyle about the all girls alliance. She's had the loosest lips in the house. And so she's really just been disappointing because I had pretty high hopes for her. But yeah, she's at the bottom. Coming in at number 6 is Monty. And the reason why we have like Kyle, Alyssa, Monty in this area, Monty has dropped 2 spots, is because we feel like the house is definitely divided right now. And we can see, so you have Terrence, Turner, Kyle, and Alyssa on the one side. Then you have Monty, Brittany, Taylor, and Michael on the other. Michael and Terrence can't play. And we genuinely feel that if somebody on the side of Monty wins, Kyle and Alyssa are probably going to be targeted. If somebody on the side of Kyle wins, Monty's probably going to be the target. So that's why we have them really at the bottom right now and why Monty really slid. I think Monty is playing a good, loyal game. But right now, Monty's name keeps coming up as this big threat, as this big target, as this really competitive player. Jasmine was using it all week this week when she was talking about, I don't think I could go home next to him. He's such a big threat. And so that's why I feel like Monty slides, because I feel like depending on who wins the HOH, one of those three people, one of them will be safe and the other one will probably be going home and then vice versa. So that's why they're at the bottom.
Yeah, they're Monty and Kyle kind of like the leaders right now, the perceived leaders.
Yeah.
Which is great for Michael, by the way, but the perceived leaders. And yeah, one of those two giants are going to be slain.
Yeah. Next we have coming in at number five is Terrence. Terrence actually jumps.
Whoa.
My man gets an HOH, a veto, stirs the pot, sends home Joseph, who I think was just one of the most strategic players in the house. Everybody describes Joseph as this big threat, this big competitive threat. But we say it all the time. It's just really getting annoying that somebody just has Joseph's stature and immediately is a threat. It's like really frustrating.
Hey, but tell him why Terrence is really at number five. He's at number five because nobody's going for Terrence.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But also,
he's right in the middle, literally and figuratively.
Yeah, because, well, here's the thing is that on that side of the house, the first two people that are going to be targeted are going to be Kyle or Alyssa. Terrence could be a replacement nom. But they're not going to pin Terrence as the mastermind that sent Joseph out. It's going to be like, oh, Joseph went home.
If Kyle and Terrence are on the block, who's going home?
Yeah, Kyle. Exactly.
If Terrence or Alyssa are on the block, who's going home?
They might send Terrence home because he won the HOH in the veto.
I bet you they sent home Alyssa just to get
Kyle. Oh, well, yeah, because obviously in that scenario, Kyle must have come off the block. I think
Terrence survives there.
Yeah.
Maybe I think maybe they send home Turner, but I think they would send home... I think they would send home turnover Terrence too.
I gotta be honest with you, Terrence. I said this early on, like super early. I was like, Terrence, if he doesn't go super early, he's gonna slide all the way to final three, just because everybody's gonna be like, it's Terrence. But what hurt Terrence was winning this competition, winning this HOH, and winning this veto. So I no longer think he'll get to the final three because I think he'll get picked off when they're like, well, he could win. You know, but I don't know if that'll happen anytime soon. But that's Terrence coming in at number five.
All right. And number four, moving up two spots, we have our girl Taylor. Taylor's starting to play a nice, well-rounded game. Not too high, not too low. Having good conversation. Seems like she has a decent beat on the house. Weakened her a little bit this week. I feel like she was really loyal to Joseph as Joseph was to her. So losing him is a big deal. And I don't want to give too much away, but I was kind of looking at the Twitter feed right before the feeds went down 2 minutes ago for the HOH competition, by the way. Mm. And Taylor's pretty broken up about the fact that she didn't get to say bye to Joseph. She was talking to Alyssa about it. So we got to see how she recovers from that. But it could go one of two ways. I see people who kind of fold up and don't really come back from it. And I see other people that draw their fire from it and say, you know what? I'm going to go out there and win this one for him. So we'll see how it goes down. I mean, we'll probably be done recording by the time it happens, but I will be staying up to find out who wins the HOH because I really feel this always gets said, but tonight it's really true. This is the most important HOH of the season.
No, I couldn't agree with you more. This is a huge HOH just right now. Huge, especially with how this week played out. The leftovers inside stayed loyal. The leftovers outside did not. And so now they know, okay, these two groups are going to be super tight. So somebody from our side, one of those three from our side of the house has to win the HOH. Taylor, I think, is in a really good position right now. Taylor keeps moving up because like, if you think about it, who's going to target Taylor? Even if somebody on the other side, like Kyle, Alyssa, or Turner win HOH, do you think they'll target Taylor? I think, because they've been talking about it, they said it's a perfect time to backdoor Michael. They've talked about it now. Can they do it? We don't know, because if Michael plays in the veto, he could beat anybody. But it's like, if somebody on the other side wins, I think either Monty or Michael are going to get targeted. I don't think Michael will get targeted immediately, but I don't see Taylor getting targeted. And so she's going to be there at the end of the game, and everybody's going to be like, wait a second. Wasn't she supposed to go home first week? And she's going to end up like possibly winning the game.
Yeah, I Taylor could absolutely win the game. She's like in a nice spot right now, yeah. kind of for the reasons we said about Terrence, although I think she's more capable of winning comps.
Yeah.
I think she has a better pedigree for the game to go far, and she has better alliances, I think. I think she has some people that are a little bit more loyal. Mm-hmm. Why don't you hit us with number three?
Number three jumped up two spots as well. This is Brittany. Brittany is starting to she got a comp win under her belt, although, like, you know, I'm not going to take it away from her, but Michael was like, I don't know, about 10 get, like, what's the right to 10 numbers off. Michael was super close almost every guess that he had, and he was folding, but needless to say, it doesn't really matter. Brittany was really spot on and pretty close as well. So Brittany gets a win now. She has a couple vetoes. Brittany, to me, just moves up because I think no matter what, Michael's going to get targeted over Brittany. And I think everybody knows that Michael and Brittany are a duo, as much as everybody knows that Kyle and Alyssa are a duo. And so I think if that duo is going to be targeted, it's going to be Michael first. And so, but that still leaves Brittany in a pretty good spot to make it all the way to the end.
Yeah. Brittany, big super fan, knows the game, has a pretty good pulse on everything. She won a veto this week. Is that her only comp win? Has she won anything else?
She won a veto with Michael as well when they were the Festy Besties.
That's right. So, I mean, she's won some competitions. She has the ability to win, smart person. And so she could go very far, especially with the shield she has in Michael. If those two are on the block, Michael's going home. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
So we'll have to see. Going to number two, it again, controversial. Could be a hit or a miss for him this week. Turner. Turner's coming in at number two because I feel like Turner is pretty much liked by everyone. Depending on how he plays this week could dictate how far he goes in the game. He needs to get in front of this,
mm-hmm.
and he needs to let his narrative of what happened outside be the first story that the leftovers from the inside hear.
Yeah.
And he's got to be convincing about it. And the reason I think it might work is because Kyle isn't going to go to them because he's going to know that they know he flipped because mm-hmm. he's got his girl Alyssa.
Mm-hmm.
So Turner can still pretend like he's with them and maybe they'll believe him. And that might allow him to kind of go back into the shadows. I also think, I'm just going to put it out there right now, he's my guest to win HOH tonight.
Turner. I like that.
Turner.
Yeah, I think Turner is, I mean, I know that the inside group is not going to buy much of what the outside group says. The story is going to be all the same. And if you're like listening and you're like, oh yeah, this is what they said, they all have the same exact story. You're going to be like, they all were in cahoots, right? So now it's going to come down to who do we feel is the one that created this and who do we feel is going along with it? And I think no matter what, it's going to be Kyle that's targeted first. And then if it's not Kyle that's targeted, they're going to go after his girl. And then if they're somehow both, I just can't see in a situation, no matter what, they're going to go after one or the other. And so I think Turner just gets by and then he buys himself another week. Now, if he wins HOH, I don't know that would be great for him. Because if he wins the HOH, he has to show his cards. He's either going to be like, all right, I'm going to turn on you, Kyle. Sorry, Terrence and Alyssa get on the block. Or he's going to be like, yep, I'm sticking with you guys. You two from the other side are going up. And then I'm going to try to backdoor Michael. Because they've been talking about it, but I don't.
Let me throw this at you, though. You're Turner. Are you taking the chance of throwing this HOH and running the risk that they could target you because they feel like you're the guy? I think you only get, it's week to week in there. I think you got to win. You got to take out one of their players, weaken their alliance so there's even one less person who can win the HOH the next week,
mm-hmm.
and then go from there. But if you don't win intentionally, and they do, even if they don't send you home, they're going to send home someone that you're aligned with, and now you're really in trouble. It's like, it's going to be 5-2.
Yeah. No, I think that this week is, for Turner, is I'm playing in the HOH. If Taylor, Monty, or Brittany are out, like if it's an HOH where you can see what's transpiring, you know, like I, in a really critical situation, it was like I was playing in the HOH on the All-Star season when it was after the triple eviction. And I was like, something just happened. It blew up in front of me. Like, I don't even know that I trust anybody in here. I'm winning the HOH.
Yeah, that was the Tyler thing, right?
That was the Tyler thing. And I was just like, yeah, I didn't like how that played out. Shit just was weird. And then I was like, I'm winning the HOH because
And Tyler I need tried to control. Do that. Like, I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened. You're like, yeah. I've seen this show before,
yeah.
bud.
Yeah.
I remember saying to Jen, I was like, Cody ain't buying it at all. We've seen shout out Tyler.
Yeah.
We've seen BB20.
Yeah.
We know that the wide eyes where you're like, yeah. I don't know what happened.
Dude, yeah, that's my favorite. I wanted to say that about this season too, because that has happened so many times. I wanted to go, it was making me think a little more along the lines of like Indy's answer when she was like, you know, go with your gut. I'm like, no, go with what's right in front of you. Like when people are like, that is like a classic, wait, I don't know what happened, is a classic like, yay, you did, and now you're trying to make me look like an idiot. Or the other line, which is my favorite, is when like I come up to you, I'm like, yo, I don't think, like say Michael and Turner on the block. We wanted to send home Michael. We thought we were sending home Michael, you and me. But then I find out from the group that it's Turner that's going home. I come up to you and I go, Derek, I'm hearing a lot of people say, I'm just hearing that we don't have the votes to keep Michael. Wait, who are you? It's just everybody saying it. I don't know. I'd immediately turn to somebody and be like this. You no longer have my trust. Fuck you. You're in the alliance and I'm not going with you now. And I got to try to find everybody else.
Yeah, no, you ain't wrong.
So I think Turner, if I'm sitting there with Kyle, I'd be like, all right, Kyle, you win the HOH, you do all the shit, and then I'll do the HOH next week. If it's like Monty, Brittany, or Taylor, and it's, you know, Turner there, and he's got to save the whole group, then maybe he goes for it. But Turner can get away with not winning the HOH this week. So now, I don't know if I would, but I think Turner could still get away with not winning the HOH, and even if somebody on the other side won the HOH, I don't know that Turner would go home.
You might be right. But it's a risk.
Yes, it is.
It's a risk. But I guess you got to take some risk to win, right? Yeah. Hit us with number one.
Number Big one has here. Gone nowhere. And it's really just because he's just leaps and bounds. Is that the right? The leaps and bounds?
Yeah.
Yeah, is that right? He's just leaps and bounds ahead of everybody strategically, fit, like in the game, competitively. He is just so good. There was something again today on this episode that he said, I can't remember exactly what it was. And it's just like, he says something just about every episode where I'm like, man, he's good. He is really good. He is one of the best players in the recent history that has played the game. And so it's just unfortunate that I'm hearing right now on the feeds that, you know, they're thinking right now might be a good time to backdoor Michael since he can't play in the HOH. That came from Kyle and Alyssa in the outside. And so if that does happen, it would be devastating because There's Michael, and then there's everybody else in the season. I feel like this, if Michael doesn't win the season, like whoever does win, I'd be like, Michael deserved to win this. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, it's a big drop-off.
Not to discredit anybody else, you know, but it's just,
that's no, it's a big drop-off, but we'll see. And I agree with everything you said. There's not much more to say about Michael. He's in the driver's seat. This week doesn't hurt him at all. Tonight could hurt him. Mm-hmm. If someone from his alliance wins, he's pretty much back on cruise control. But the fact that Joseph went home, although it does change things a little bit for him, this is not a bad thing.
No, Joseph's going
to
go home
after Joseph begin with,
and them staying loyal and him staying loyal with Monty staying in the house is perfect for his game.
Yeah, I agree.
Perfect for his game.
Let's switch gear. That's our hit list. You want to run it down again?
Yep.
Hit us with the whole list.
The final hit list is Kyle rounds the bottom of the barrel at number 8. Alyssa comes in at number 7. She jumped a spot. Monty dropped 2 spots to number 6. Terrence comes in at number 5. Taylor jumped 2 spots to number 4. Brittany jumped 2 spots to number 3. Turner stayed the same at 2. And Michael is the king of the castle at number 1.
Exactly. So that's our hit list. Could be completely wrong. Our hit list was in shambles after last week. So, I mean, we had Joseph number 3. He goes home. That's what this twisted. And that's what I want to end tonight's episode on, because I really think it's an important conversation that now we as a Big Brother community, although we don't really have any insight into or input, I should say, into what happens in the house, I do think our voices on social media do have an impact. I definitely know they do. You can see how things in the Big Brother house change based on the pressure in social media.
Yeah,
so there's no doubt.
This season?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the way that they brought in all the stuff about Kyle was like so directly affected by social media. Like so obviously directed by social media.
No, they're definitely listening. They're definitely watching. So this twist this week, I can tell you that as a fan, before playing the game, we used to get hit by Julie with, oh, this twist is going to impact the game and change it. And I was always the person that was like, it never really does. Even on 16, it was supposed to be this impactful twist. But really, after about a week, we were able to kind of figure it out and use it to our advantage. And that's kind of been the theme from Big Brother for a very long time now, where I feel like producers want to introduce a twist, but not completely change the trajectory of the game because they know how hard it is to play the game. Mm-hmm. And yet this year, they went against the grain and they decided to create a really, really impactful twist mm-hmm. that actually did change the trajectory of the game. It absolutely did. You had someone in Joseph who was playing a pretty stealth game, but from what I was seeing, from what you were seeing, That's the way you got to play in the beginning to get to the end of Big Brother. Mm-hmm. So this is someone who is in not, as you said at the beginning of this episode, not in any trouble or any jeopardy of going home. And yet he's in the jury house right now.
Yeah.
So the conversation we need to have, and I want you guys to weigh in the comments down below. Definitely tell us what you think. Are we of the mindset where we would prefer to see twists that are fun and cause a little bit of a wrinkle, or a twist that is truly at its core a complete reset? Because based on how this fell out, it is now 4-4 and the game's just starting. Mm-hmm. Do we prefer that, or do we want to see it more the way it was traditionally? What's your thoughts on it?
I think it has to change. Big Brother to me has gotten stale. It's become very like predictable. It's the alliance goes through it. They run through the house. They win most of the competitions. They barely get targeted unless they randomly implode on themselves. And so if you're a good student of the game, you know, I want to go in. I want to get that alliance, and I'm going to battle no matter what to keep the trust of that alliance within each other and not allow them to break. Because if I can do that and I can allow this alliance to get pushed to the majority, that substantially increases my chances of winning the game. Like, there is a high chance that a person of in the leftovers wins this season. An extremely high chance. Probably, I would say, I would bet a good chunk of money that a person of the leftovers wins this. So the dynamic of how to play this game has become almost like, Here's the script. Get an alliance, play the game this way. And it's become stale. Then you have these weeks where it's like, oh, somebody in the alliance wins the HOH again. Somebody outside is going to get targeted. I get it as a viewer. Listen, like, you and I played the game. We were in the alliance that steamrolled the season. Both times that I played, I was in the alliance that steamrolled the season. I understand it's not fun for viewers. So let's change it up. And the same people that complain about how all these big alliances dominate on social media are the same people that, like, hate this twist right now, it feels like.
Well, that's it. That's just it, right?
It's like comical to me.
People are the ones that are saying, oh, the majority always runs the house. I hate this. Now Joseph goes home and he was a fan favorite.
Yeah.
They're like, this twist is terrible.
Yeah.
We should start, you know, there was even a joke tweet. I laugh. It was funny. It was like, bring back targeting the oldest people first because Terrence won. And it was like Mark from season 19 with the pan, the frying pan, yeah, against Josh.
Yeah.
And it was like, bring back targeting the old people first because he won.
That's great.
I was like, that's pretty good.
That was pretty good. That's why I like it. You know, it shakes the house up. I wouldn't mind if they did this earlier in the game. Like, shake it up. Like, make this house get shaken up. And they do this in Survivor, right? Like, just go. You don't got to rewrite. You don't got to rewrite history, right? Just go with what works. Go with Survivor. They change it up. People have to play two separate games every time they play Survivor because you're in your tribe. Drop the buffs. Changing it up. Mm-hmm. Don't care. Yep. And I feel like genuinely Jeff is going through the season of Survivor and is like, it's getting a little too predictable. I want this changed up right now. And Big Brother needs to implement some things like that because it gets stale. But guess what? You still have these incredible winners on Survivor. So you're still going to find the best players that know how to navigate through that and who have set themselves up through all these twists. So I like the twist. I would love for them to keep bringing it back. The only thing I'm with the masses when I'm frustrated that Joseph went home, but that doesn't make me dislike the twist. And I think that's just the classic Big Brother fandom. It's like, I only like it until my favorite goes home and then I hate it. I hate the show. Boo. Get over it, crybaby.
I got 2 points to make, and I am in agreement with you. As a player, I don't like it, but I'm not playing anymore. Mm-hmm. So as a fan, this is what I want to see. This is a TV show. It's a game for the people in there. But there's millions of people watching. It's for the fans, ultimately. And there's 2 points I want to make by having twists like this every year. First off, good players adapt. Mm-hmm. If you're a great player and you're given a twist like this, like you said, we see it on Survivor. Yep. You find a way to adapt and go further in the game. Joseph definitely miscalculated on the outside. It wasn't just bad luck. He should have went to Terrence right away. He should have picked up on what Kyle was doing, and he should have beat him to the punch. Mm-hmm. Secondly, with a twist like this, knowing this can happen, individual relationships matter. We see at this point in the game that majority alliance tends to kind of alienate the leftovers because they don't have to be secretive anymore, right? Mm-hmm. So they can go hang out in the HOH room together, yeah, and it's kind of obvious, and they really don't care because at this point, the numbers are there. There's really nothing they can do. However, with a twist like this, the person who's downstairs with the outcast, building relationships with them, if there's a twist like this that comes up, you can adapt and scoop up those people because you've been good to them the whole time and continue on with the game.
Yeah.
You can't just start to relax when you're halfway through and it's 7-3 and think you're going to final two.
Yeah.
So I absolutely think this is the right move this year. Sucks a good player went home.
Mm-hmm.
I can sympathize with as a player. I would hate to see that happen to me or someone that I like in the game. But for the sake of entertainment and for the sake of the longevity of Big Brother, this was a necessary move. Props to BB producers for doing it. The only thing I would say is the twist was great, but it shouldn't have been a schoolyard pick, or it should have been a schoolyard pick, and then Big Brother should have said, okay, now we're switching teams based on how you picked, or it should have been randomly done. Totally. I wouldn't have let them pick because the twist almost didn't work because they allowed the HOH players to pick and kind of dictate how the twist went.
It should have been like similar, like how they do it in Survivor, like drop your buffs. Like that's a random draw.
Random draw.
It's like, here's the thing. Compete, and that's how you can get your own individual safety. You got to win, or else it's getting scrambled, and now you're going to figure it out.
Agreed. 100% agree. But overall, I think we agree. Twists should be here to stay. Something like this every year, almost like a reset button halfway through. They tried to do it on our season.
Mm-hmm.
It really didn't do anything.
Yeah. Well,
it actually helped us.
Yeah, well, it helped you and I. But it did. Like, Frankie was a beast.
That's true.
Frankie would have been in the final four. I talk about this all the time. It's like Frankie going into the final four could possibly change the game. Like, I mean, I was really good at that veto, but like you and I were both good at that HOH, but what if Frankie's in that HOH at the final four? Or which he would have been able to compete.
I don't even think I was in that HOH that you guys played in. I was the host. That was the one where you guys were on the spoon.
No. Whatever. I was talking about the next following week, but Frankie wouldn't have been able to play in the final four.
That's right.
So,
but no, overall, I think it's here to stay, right? We agree. You and I agree.
I hope.
But what do you guys think? That's what's really important because we're only two people. Ultimately, weigh in the comments down below. Would you, and you could put it like this, either you want a game-changing twist or you want a fun twist. Which one is it? Weigh down below right now.
Or you want no twist.
And you just want a pure game? That is an option as well.
And then I don't want to see you complain about the Alliance running the house.
Because that's what's good. This new modern day Big Brother, blame it on me, blame it on Cody. The majority, everyone knows the form now. You got to have the numbers. It's all about the numbers. It's not going anywhere. But it will change if you start implementing twists like this.
You have to.
Because
you have to implement twists in order to shake up how the strategy that has been implemented each season that works can be like, can be shaken up and kicked out of the game. The only way to do that is to implement. Exactly. You have to make everybody as uncomfortable as possible to worry about the other people in the house, not just my alliance. I need to make sure I'm good over here. I need to make sure I'm good over here, which is then going to cause turmoil within the alliance, which makes these big alliances maybe fracture a little bit quicker. It's just going to stir up the game and make good players have to adapt, which it's always going to have good players. We're always going to have this incredible player come up from it. It's not going to make a great player be like, I don't want to play Big Brother anymore now.
No, they're still going to play. Yeah. Proof's in the pudding. At this point in the season, you kind of get a little bored until it's like final three, final four.
Mm-hmm.
I'm genuinely excited to see who wins HOH tonight.
And how it plays out.
It's a brand new game. So I'm for it. Any final words from you before I take us out?
Nope. I'm going to finish this off. You had the intro. I'm going to have the outro. Guys, if you haven't done so already, subscribe to the channel and turn on those bell notifications right next to the subscribe button so you get the videos immediately to your phone. If you guys are listening on audio, please drop us a 5-star review. All this stuff really, really helps us. We appreciate the growth. We are over 30,000 subscribers. We cannot thank you enough for helping us grow to this point. And so if you're enjoying this, share it with somebody that maybe hasn't joined the Winner's Circle Fund just yet.
Yeah, absolutely. We just submitted our questions for the two jury members, so having those notifications on is extremely important. We have questions for both Jasmine and Joseph, and there's some pretty decent questions, actually, especially for Joseph.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be dropping those videos, and to be honest, we don't know exactly when they're going to come. So whether it's listening on audio or YouTube, make sure you got your notifications on so you're right on it as soon as it drops. You're one of the first. Guys, as always, we appreciate you joining us here on the Winner's Circle. We will see you next week.